Hi everyone. So it's good to be back at FOSDEM. So last year we had a topic on FDIO VPP. Last time we talked about how we can integrate OpenSSL into VPP and leverage hardware accelerators to enhance the performance of TLS. So this time the theme is similar, but the topic is obviously different. So what we are trying to present here is how we can leverage traffic management hardware and enhance the VPP software to deliver better traffic management capabilities. Okay. So the brief agenda for the for today's talk. So first we will have a brief intro on what we mentioned as traffic management, or alternatively we can call it as quality of service. And we will also give brief intro on VPP, FDIO VPP. So because today this is the first talk on VPP, I'll give some details so that the subsequent presenters can save the time. And we will also talk about some of the advanced features which are available in smart NICs or smart DPUs, where they have a special hardware which allows you to have traffic management to be done in hardware and save some CPU cycles. So the main core of this topic is to introduce a new framework as part of the VPP's data plane, and we will leverage hardware capabilities of the smart NICs so that the traffic management will save you some CPU compute, so that your application software can use the extra cycles from the CPU. And then we'll provide a brief intro on the framework which we have added to the VPP, so that how a user can classify a flow and then use the underlying traffic management framework in VPP. So after that, we'll just provide some brief performance gains we have observed. So these are the early results we have after we introduced this framework into the VPP. So we'll have some graphs which show how much of CPU cycles we were able to save when we try with single flow or multiple flows and with different number of cores. And we also have, towards the end, we show the patches which are currently almost towards the end of the merge stage. And we would like people to provide more comments on the patches and then hopefully built over it to add more features into it. Okay, so for those who are new to QoS or traffic management, right? So it is just a set of mechanisms which are used to provide a guarantee to the users or prioritize the traffic of a particular user, right? So let's say there are a lot of traffic types, right? So for example, you are making a call to your friend, a voice call, right? So you don't want your voice call to be jitter, right? So it should be low latency. So the requirement for a voice call is to have a low latency. Excuse me. So low latency. So when it comes to, let's say, a video traffic. So for example, videos, you are watching a Netflix